This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with the author of Very Fat, Very Brave, host of the Netflix hit Nailed It, and she also has more podcasts than I can count. I'm talking about Nicole Byer.
Hi.
And I'm also going to bed with my friend, writer, actress, and minister in training, Francelli Chapman.
What's going on, y'all?
Ladies, what is your drink of choice tonight?
I'm drinking a vodka soda, and I didn't slice the lemon well, so it's just like a weird hump of lemon in here.
Francelli, what are you drinking?
This is my ghetto wannabe margarita. It's literally some Hornitos with a splash of lime and some agave.
Well, my drink of choice is Prosecco. So I am so happy you guys are on the podcast. I'm really excited. And I'm just going to go right out the gate with, is it possible to masturbate too much?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really, honestly, if you asked me before March, I would have been like, bitch, no, all day, every day. Yes. But since this quarantine has started, you know, you just like pull out the toys and you go, why? Why should I? Or you do it so much and you're like, I can't walk. And I'm just trying to get downstairs from my bedroom and I'm limping to the kitchen. Yeah. So
for me.
I agree with you. Prior to quarantine, I would be like, no, you can't masturbate too much. Mm-hmm. But now since I've been quarantined and there's been no action in my house, I'm masturbating a little bit more than I would, but it's not as much fun.
No.
Because it just feels like it's an essential.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to gauge who's the most heathen here. It might be me, although I've never had a toy. I've never owned
what?
A vibrator.
That's insane.
See, I
what
stick
have you
to
been
the-
using? A toothbrush?
Honey. DJ Scribble on the ones and twos. You feel me?
That's so much work.
Listen, so here's my philosophy behind all of this, right?
Oh, God.
See, me and the Lord had a conversation, and
what's he got to do with it?
I know that a machine will never measure to the man that he created for me, wherever he is, because he hasn't arrived yet. But I say maybe I was the heathen because I started masturbating really, really young. And then once I discovered that, I mean, I was just going to town all the time.
Wow.
By the time I lost my virginity, it took a really long time for me to arrive because I was so used to it being me.
No, I totally get that. I feel like, yeah, if you do it too much with a toy, then when you do get with a guy, it may take you a little bit longer.
No,
or it's
you
not
just
the
tell
same.
The guy what you want. Tell the guy what the toy does.
Okay.
I'll demand you into my orgasm. Oh. I make sure I come and then you do whatever you need to do.
Yes, girl. Yes. I just heard about a woman who got a vibrator stuck in her.
Lord Jesus. I mean, how does it happen?
First of all, how big is her vagina? She couldn't find it. She's searching the bed. She's like, where could it be? And then all of a sudden she felt this pain in her. And she had to have surgery. It was not only in her vagina, it was in her bladder.
See?
Whoa.
See what I'm talking about? Toys aren't for you, sis. They're not for you.
They're not for pushing up so far that you can't pull it out.
Can you
That's
imagine?
That's insane. Mm-mm.
How embarrassed would you be to go
oh my gosh,
to the emergency
room? I couldn't
show
room? My face.
No.
I mean, I would have to go to the ER with a bag over my face.
I would not be embarrassed. I'd be like, suck on this. I got fucked so hard, I lost the toy. So somebody scoop it out. I would be like, he did it. We did it. He loves me. I would be so proud.
The one thing that I found really interesting is that it would go off even while it was inside of her. I'm like, what kind of batteries is it?
It just keep going and going.
Do you guys watch porn? I love porn in the way of two girls and a guy, but it has to be clean. People have to look pretty.
Yes.
It's got to be nice looking.
The
porn.
Worst is when you see fingernails and they're dirty and you're like, someone's going to get tetanus. Is everyone up to date on their shots? And then you start worrying about them. And then you're like, I hope they got paid enough to get the aftercare. And then you're like fully out of it and it's not sexy anymore.
Nicole, you just killed it for all of us. You just put the nail in the coffin.
Yes. Yes.
I'm with you though. Like, I like clean people. Clean. I like people who look like me.
Right.
Like having sex with somebody who looks like someone I want to have sex with. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay. Right. So I like envision myself and I'm like, okay, I'm revved up. This is nice.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, is there a deal breaker if you walked into a room and your man was looking at porn? Is there certain porn that would turn you off? For me, it would be animals.
Ooh.
If I saw an animal, I'm out.
Yes.
I'm calling the cops and I'm out.
Animals, underage people, or like torture porn, where they like, there's this thing called a forced blowjob, which I think is very awful.
What's that?
Ooh, it's truly that? Where you hold a person's head on your dick and you hold them till they start gagging. It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
It is horrific.
No, we don't like that.
It's like very intense. I'm like, no, thank you.
No,
so it's like,
you.
That turned you on. I can leave.
Right, right.
Oh, God.
Francelli, do you have something that would turn you off?
You know, interesting enough, porn for me is like the vibrator for them. Like, I feel like I don't know if I could ever measure up to what your fantasy is. And porn is such a high expectation that, like, I would be concerned. Like, am I not pleasing my man or my husband if he feels he constantly needs to watch this? So actually, porn is a concern for me. Like, I would want to have a conversation and have, you know, ask some questions.
Well, I think it's probably changing the game for all of us. I think the guys are seeing women do so many things and so many tricks. And yeah, we're all single. We need to learn a few tricks. I can speak for myself. But I feel like it's also the expectation is so high. Even for young adults, it's like, we're not all going to do that.
No.
Well, I think it's maybe the job of like a parent to be like, hey, I know you watch porn, you're 16, whatever, you're 17.
Gosh.
But just so you know, that is not real life. That's not real sex. Your dick is never going to make a woman wail as loud as a woman in a porn. That is a pure fantasy. So don't expect that from women.
All right, let's talk about dick shape. Straight dick or curved dick?
Can we talk about the curve that changed my life?
Oh.
The record be read and read well that at this point I'm waiting till marriage. But my last endeavor, it was my first curve ever. And how do the people say it? Dickmatized. I really felt like I was under some sort of spell.
Again, that's dickmatized.
I mean, it just, this curve changed my life. Now, hopefully, the Lord will bless my husband with a curve as well. So that's my preference. Yes.
I think curved dicks are good. And I've had one. It was really, really good. But I also think straight dick's good, too.
Yeah,
Nicole, what say you?
Honestly, I love a curved dick. I love a straight dick. You just have to, like, know which moves go with which dick. This guy I was hooking up with for, like, I think it was like on and off for 3 years. He was truly a terrible person attached to the most beautiful dick. It was like huge, girthy, long, and curved. It was stunning. And then he was uncircumcised, and I loved that.
Wait a minute. So you love them?
Love them.
Why?
They freak me out.
They are a little scary looking when they're soft because they look like a little like Snuffleupagus thing. But when it's hard, there's like extra skin. And that does something. I don't know what it does, but it feels so good.
You're the first
woman
I've
met.
Also,
it's easier to give a blowjob because your hand isn't doing all the work. The extra skin around it is doing some work too.
Ah,
so it's like it's a little easier. Yeah, why are we circumcising people? It's weird. It's so strange.
This is your PSA for circumcised dicks.
Maybe this is why men walk around so angry, because when they were a child, somebody strapped them to a bed and cut a piece of their dick off. That's traumatic.
That's very traumatic. You're absolutely right.
What are you looking for? I know what I'm looking for. What are you looking for, Nicole?
Oh, I mean, I'm looking for someone who I think is funny, isn't necessarily the funniest person in the room, someone who thinks yeah. I'm funny, who respects me, who respects my job, who has a job that they like, who has their own money, who can keep up with me that way. I don't want to, like, be dragging somebody around paying for everything.
Nope. Oh, please.
Nope.
And then, like, attractive to me and, like, treats me nice. That's, like, a new thing I've added.
Oh, wait a minute. That should have been... Wait, why is that new? Why is that new?
What's going on?
Because if I, like, didn't care. I was like, oh, he was mean to me, but he made me breakfast, so whatever. But now I'm just like, no, you have to, like, be in it. You have to be nice to me. You have to want to text me. You have to want to be with me. And I feel like my list is long, but, like, I don't know. Why settle for bullshit?
You don't have to settle for bullshit at all.
Right?
No.
I'd rather be alone than be with someone awful now.
1,000%.
Come on.
Would you rather get a text or would you rather get a call? I'm old-fashioned. I still love a call. Call me. I want to hear your tone.
In the beginning, text.
Yes.
In the beginning. But, like, once I know you and know the rhythms of, like, what we talk about, then a phone call is great. Then I get to call you and be like, hello.
Yeah.
I'm in my car. What are you doing? And he's like, living my life. What do you want? Just to hear you. Yeah, I would love to call someone just to, like, annoy them.
That's wow. so funny. Francelli, what are you looking for?
Looking for a man who loves God. Mm-hmm. A man who isn't intimidated by my power and my authority.
Hello.
You know, I'm a woman that understands that I'm bold, that I come with an incredible village of people, that I walk into a room and I command it, and I need him not to be threatened by that. I need him to be able to look at me and say, look at Bae go. Look at her.
Okay.
She dope.
What if he's all those things, but he can't fuck? And that goes back to you too, Nicole.
I think that's okay. I can teach you. Oh. I can teach you everything I like. But, like, if you don't have any rhythm, that might be tough. Trying to, like, find a rhythm, like, yeah, I would teach you. But if it, oh, boy.
And I don't think the Lord would set me up like that. That by the time I get my husband, he just gonna be whack. Like, I'm not believing that. I rebuke that. I'm gonna be very honest with you. Sex is, like, really an important part of any relationship.
It is very important. But at some point, though, I feel like if your relationship is lasting and loving and all the stuff that we just said, if for some reason you kind of get not totally into the friend zone, but the sex is not as important, that's okay too, because I think we involve it ebb and flows, don't you think?
Yeah.
And I think it's also okay to be with someone for 10 years and then go, this isn't working anymore. Let's talk about it. And if you can't figure it out, I think it's okay to break up. And, you know, yeah, I think we're insane to be like, okay, at 22, I'm going to meet someone, I'm going to get married, and we're going to be married until we're dead and have two kids, and it's going to be great. And it's like, no, people change over time.
Yeah.
You're two different people. You're not one person. So I fully believe, I think you should get out before it's awful. Get out before you hate each other, especially if you have kids involved.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you're going to have to interact with this person.
I agree with that. But when I hear sometimes that people have been married like 22 years and now they're getting a divorce, I go, where are you going? Like, are you going to go on Bumble? Are you going to start all over? Like, really? Like, after 22 years, make that shit work.
I think after 22 years and you break up, that means for 22 years, something wasn't working.
I agree with that. I really feel like the signs are there even before you say I do.
Yeah.
You know, like, Oprah always says, listen to God in the whispers, because by the time he starts actually talking, it's bad.
I wonder if I heard any whispers when I was getting married. I wonder if there were some whispers that I ignored. Ladies, I just heard of this thing called breadcrumbing. Breadcrumbing is when you're leading someone on, but you're not really into them, but every now and then you're just leaving the window open a little bit. Have you guys ever done that, or has anybody ever breadcrumbed you?
Oh, I feel like I'm getting breadcrumbed all the time.
I feel like I'm getting breadcrumbed right now.
I'm like, is it like a Hansel and Gretel approach? You're trying to get me to the furnace to just like cook me up? I'm so confused. Because, yeah, I got certain men that it's like clockwork. They pop up every 2 months. It's like, hey, how are you? So the last guy who breadcrumbed me, right, recently, hits my line, hey, how are you? I said, hey, I'm doing good. How are you? How can I pray for you?
Oh, he probably was like, click.
When I tell you. So he actually responded, which I was shocked. He was like, whatever comes to mind, I could use all the prayers. I said, great. And I had a prayer call that morning. So I literally was like, I prayed for you on my prayer call with my pastor today.
Is that a turnoff for guys, though?
He never texted me again.
Well, there you go.
He never texted me again.
If you're sitting somewhere and there's an empty seat next to you and somebody comes by and goes, is anybody sitting next to you? And you go, just the Lord. Pretty sure they're not going to sit next to you. Pretty sure they're moving
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nicole, have you breadcrumbed?
I've never breadcrumbed. I've been like, oh, this is pretty mutual. We don't really like each other, but we'll check in on each other every couple months and fuck. But I've been breadcrumbed where I'm like, why are you checking in on me?
I know.
Why do you fucking care?
Right.
I was like into it, and then you faded away, and now you're back. Like, what is this? I think it's rude. I think you're psychotic if you're like, ooh, I'm talking to 20 women, and every couple of weeks I'll cycle through them. Like, go get a hobby. Go learn how to surf. I don't know. It's California. Do something fun.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Nicole, I heard that you have not had a boyfriend. Is this true?
No, I've never had a real boyfriend where like both of us were like, we love each other and this is a relationship.
What?
I was like hooking up with this dude on and off for like 3 years. I've dated people for like a month or two, but I've never had like an actual relationship where someone's like, will you meet my mom? And I'm like, no.
So you've been in like a bunch of situations.
Dating.
Yeah, like I've been dating and hooking up.
Yeah, yeah. And what would it look like? Like, what would a guy have to say to you to get you to feel like, okay, he's my boyfriend?
I mean, I'm not chill. So I'm always like, excuse me, what's going on here? which is probably like my downfall. So I think the next time I'm going to try to be chill and hopefully that person will be like, meet my friends. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I met his friend.
What do you mean chill? Like in what way? Because you seem really chill now.
No. Absolutely not. Like, I was dating this dude, and we were, like, in bed, and he hadn't been good at responding to text messages. So I was like, hey, you have to text me back. I'm not chill. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, you're not chill. And then, like, kind of made fun of me, and I was like, is that what I sounded like? He was like, yeah, except worse.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like, no, I get it. You need it. And then he did it. Yeah. He would text me and be like, I'm going to the movies with my mom. I will text you after. I'm not ignoring you today. I'd be like, thank you. I interrupted your day. Right. You thought of me. You're like, she's like freaking out right now. And,
yeah.
You know.
Is that too much to ask, though, like for effective communication? I don't understand.
No, but no, that's a different thing nowadays.
Men are children.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they don't think.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the same thing, but I said to my son the other day, Jade, I was like, you don't call me when you're at dad's. He goes, I don't call anybody. I'm like, I am your mother. I am not just anybody. Like, you know what I mean? But I think it's a guy thing that maybe it's in their DNA.
Well, I know guy friends where I'll break the news that their like best friend is moving and they didn't know about it. I'm like, what do you all talk about? What are you doing? Are you just sitting there staring at each other playing Mario Kart? What are you doing?
But then I had a guy who wore his heart on his sleeve. And would just say how he'd feel and he'd cry. And I almost felt like that wasn't, I don't even have to say it. I was like, that's not too sexy. It's a little too feminine. Yeah, it's a little too
like
meaty.
It's just, it needs to be in the middle.
There needs to be able to, a nice finesse. I need a finesse. Of like, you're in tune enough with your emotions that like, you can effectively communicate that like, yo, I'm feeling some type of way. Yes. But I need a man who'll be like, yo, I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah, but I want him to feel that some type of way while you're pulling my hair. Francelli, you're on Christian Mingle.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
how are
help
the DMs
all.
For these guys? Are these guys, are you getting nasty DMs?
Let me tell you something about the disrespect of the anointing of Christian Mingle, okay? I had to get on Hinge. Garcelle knows I got on Hinge at her house.
I remember that.
Because Christian Mingle was just not the ministry that I needed to be a part of. And let me tell you how I had to block this man. Because, see, he thought that he could be a wolf in sheep's clothing and say all these eloquent things and quote scriptures from the Bible and talk to me like I don't preach the Bible my darn self. He was just like, this is a scripture that reminds me of you. You're more precious than rubies and da 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 and all these things. I'll move to LA for you. I was like, We've never talked on the phone. You've only seen one picture of me.
See, that's another thing. We've only been
communicating through text. This is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. So I was trying to be kind. I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about the things that you just talked about. Yeah, I need some time. And what he said to me in return was so disrespectful. He literally said to me, that's what you black women do to us black men.
Don't bring the race into it.
I'm used to women of color ignoring and blowing us black men off and treating us like nothing. At least you have something in common with how law enforcement views us.
Oh my God.
Wow, first of all, I hope you blocked him. Block.
Felicia. But let me tell you, when he sent this message, I had just been protesting for like a week and a half, like out in the streets. So literally I said, this is really unfortunate. I've been going through a lot this week. And instead of your question being, hey, are you okay?
Right.
Where's God in this message?
Right.
You decided to spew this.
Right.
So I pray that the next black woman you talk to, when you haven't heard from her for a couple of days, that you meet her with some humility and some grace. Have a blessed life. Block.
Yeah, I would block him too. I would block him too. Nicole, do you have any preference between black, white men, Asian, Indian, Cuban?
No. Nope. I'll date any person who will have me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'm open too.
I will say I've dated a lot of white dudes because I do a lot of improv, and that's the whitest thing you can do.
I took an improv class. Yes.
Yes, right? It is so white. It's like, if you think about it, it's like, who else has generational wealth to go blow it playing pretend, you know?
Yes, and.
Hello.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I have zero preferences.
Do you find there's a difference between white men and black men?
Black men growing up would have a lot to say about the way I speak.
I got that too, girl. I got that too.
Yeah. And it makes me feel like, oh, so I'm going to be spending time with you trying to prove how black I am.
Yeah.
Just look at me. I'm black.
Right.
Like,
right.
We just maybe grew up in a different way or whatever. So I think it wasn't like I was steering clear of them, but I was like, I don't think you want me, so I'm not going to try to pursue you. And then all the black men who do improv, they love them a white woman. They can't get enough. They have like little nets. They're trying to catch them. little improv imaginary nets. Be like, oh, let me get you. But yeah, I'll date anybody.
Yeah, I'm open to. I'm open to. That's how I feel. All right, let's get into a little nightcap. I'm going to ask you about the perfect guy. Just answer me, crazy family or crazy ex? What would you put up with?
Crazy ex.
Crazy ex.
Right.
Because
the ex is behind you, right? The family's got to stick around.
And the family, I got to marry into that.
Right, exactly.
You got to go see these people.
Right. Man boobs or bad breath?
Oh, man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Me too.
Yeah. Man boobs.
Bad breath. I'll grab on them. Yeah. I'll have fun with them.
Put a little clamp, put a little tassel on them. Gamer or gambler?
Gamer.
I think.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's a tough one for me because my kids are gamers and I'm over it.
Honestly, gamer, because I can't fathom right now being with somebody who's like, let's go to Vegas. And it's like, bitch, we got to stay inside.
Okay.
You hop on a game and stay inside.
Right.
Exactly.
Or someone who's blowing our baby's trust fund.
Yeah.
I get that.
You're like, no.
Okay. Mommy issues or daddy issues?
Daddy issues.
I'd rather take daddy issues than mommy issues. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Right?
Because then I have to live up to this weird complex that you got going on.
Bad teeth or bad credit?
Oh. We could.
This one's hard.
We can fix both of them.
Yes, we can.
So I'm going to say bad teeth. Because bad credit takes longer.
Yes, I'll take bad teeth. We can go to the dentist.
Yeah,
I have a great dentist. Okay, great. Cross-eyed or a stutter?
I'll take a stutter. I need you to look me in my eyes.
I think I would do cross-eyed
as long
as they were okay with it. Like, if they weren't self-conscious about it and we could have fun with it.
Nicole, if
cross-eyed.
He's on top of you, he's looking down at you and he's cross-eyed. There, you don't know where he's looking. All right, ladies, my favorite part of the podcast is, who do you want to highlight this week? Who's made you smile? Who's inspired you? Who do you want to go to bed with? I'll start with you, friend Sally.
Someone made me smile last night. I met someone on Hinge.
Okay.
And we've been talking, and we were on FaceTime yesterday for like 6 hours.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a long time. It was ass like, time.
Really? Yeah. It was really amazing. Like, I wasn't expecting okay. that. It was like the second time we ever spoke. So he made me smile. He was like the highlight of my week.
I love
so,
that. Yeah. Okay. Nicole, who would you like to go to bed with?
Someone who uplifts me is my best friend, Sashir. She has been very instrumental in my life, and especially during this pandemic, just being there for me. And she makes me laugh, and I love collaborating with her. And she brings me, she like honestly brings me joy.
That's really beautiful. I'm going to be a hoe tonight. I'm going to go to bed with everybody who is wearing a mask. That's who I want to go to bed with.
Yes,
I want everybody to wear a mask to protect me, to protect you, to protect everybody else. So that's who I want to go to bed with. Let me know, where do you want our listeners to follow you, to find you, Nicole?
My Instagram and my Twitter is at Nicole Byer. I do have 5 podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. 90 Day Bae, where I recap 90 Day Fiancé. It's the most insane franchise in the world.
I love that show so much.
Isn't it?
I love that show.
Are you watching it right now? Are you watching 90 Day the other way?
I am watching all of them. I love
Jenny
the Pillow Talk.
And Sameet is my favorite couple. Jenny, every episode, she's like, I sold all my furniture to be with Sumit, and he's married to somebody else, and I don't know. She, Ancelli, she is perfect. She's like a cartoon character.
Oh, my God.
What about Yolanda and Williams?
Yolanda and Williams are so crazy. Yolanda was this lady, and at the tell-all, she was like, so I got sick, and I was in a coma, and this was before COVID, but then they thought I had COVID. And I was like, you are so calmly describing a coma.
Okay.
And then you thought you were dating a model. Get
Come on
real.
Now. Wow. Come on.
These people.
I gotta get into this.
It's so
it's
funny.
It's so good. Francelli, where do you want people to follow you and find you?
Oh, everyone can follow me at all the things at Selly Hangout. So just hang out with me. C-E-L-I Hangout, all one word. And just follow the crazy. I mean, you know.
The crazy and the good.
And the good, yes. You know, God is using me, so I'm grateful.
I'm grateful, too. Thank you so much for taking the time, ladies, to do this. It means the world to me. Really, thank you. Thank you so much.
We love you.
Yes.
Yay! Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.